Evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David Noli Simai, Lili Nishmas, Eliyahu Chaim, and Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, and Lili Nishmas Gittel Bas Rav Eliezer Manoach. One of the most challenging issues, sometimes confusing issues in dealing with bitochin, is the balance between hishtadlus, the efforts, the amount of effort that we must put in to any given undertaking, and the bitochin that we must have, or should have, and how much of each. Is it more bitochon, minimal hishtadlus? Do we do more hishtadlus? How much hishtadlus? And how do we go about deciding? Well, one of the things we know is that there is no clarity in Shulchan Aruch telling us exactly how this works. And the reason for that is most likely what the Kesef Mishnah says in Hilchos Shechinim, that Midos in general were not codified in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch can codify specific things. This is a malocha that's forbidden on Shabbos. This is the appropriate time to say Shema, and so forth and so on. But Midos, which are so individualized, so relative to the individual, to the specific circumstances, and so many nuances of differences along the way, that it could not be codified in Shulchan Aruch, and all we have is what we know in Chazal for some general principles. One of the general principles in the balance between hishtadlus, the effort we put in, and having bitochon, really seems to be a formula that's very interesting. The Beis HaLevi in Parshas Miketz, that's Reb Yeshebir Soloveitchik, the father of Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, indicates that the Hishtadlus and the Bitochen, the relationship between them, is that we need to put in Hishtadlus in order to be able to achieve bitochon. And the amount, it seems, of hishtadlus that's appropriate is measured by how much effort I need to put in order to be able to have trust in Hashem, to be able to feel comfortable, to have peace of mind relying on Hashem, that he will take care of me, and not to put in more than that, because putting in more effort than that can undermine the bitochon, because I start to feel that it's my effort that does it. I take away the focus on the actual bitochon. And it's that in itself is not such a simple formula. But it gives us a baseline. It gives us just a sense that really, and it seems that's the way he understands it, that really bitochon is the key to the person who puts his total trust in Hashem. Everything will be his. And there really should be technically no need for any effort, for any ishtabos. In fact, the Gemara in Brochis, it's Lamed Heomet Beis, brings the discussion between the approach of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel. Shimon Bar Yochai sat and learned and didn't do any effort. And Torah Matei Oleh, what's going to be with his learning if he indulges in Hishtadlus? And of course, his needs were miraculously provided for. Rabbi Shmuel, on the other hand, says that the that the Torah expects us to put in effort and to trust Hashem that He will provide, but to put in our fair share of effort. The Gemara says that Harbi also came, many tried to do like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, but also beyond them, they weren't successful. A very, very high level, a very, very difficult level to achieve, to be able to have 100% trust in Hashem, and therefore not to have any need to do anything. Shmuel says, no, we have to do. And it seems, Rabbi Shmuel Salanta explains, it's not a machlekes. In fact, Ramban, the Chavis Halavavis also seem to talk about, the Ramban talks about bitochen without any ishtadlus, and the Chavis Halavavis talks, of course, about that we have to do ishtadlus, and there too, Rabbi Shmuel Salanta says, it's not a machlekes. It depends on one's level. On the highest level, the Ramban, on that level, when a person has such bitochen and has reached such a madrega, then ishtadlus for him is not necessary. For most of us who are not on that level, ishtadlus is necessary. And Rabbi Shmuel Salanta says the amount of ishtadlus that should be done should be enough to make it possible that it could happen naturally, possible that it could be b'derech hateva, and therefore we're not relying on miracles, because the Torah did not want us to rely on miracles, and therefore we make it possible in teva, and then we rely on Hashem beyond that. Whether that's exactly like the Beis HaLevi or different, it might be somewhat different, but the Beis HaLevi's gather seems to be that the amount of ishtadlus is measured against how much do I need to be able to rely on Hashem and not to do more, which can undermine that reliance. That's really something that formula is something that most people understand and can relate to. Most people could imagine that if they sat at home all day long and never went to work and never did any work and never did anything and just rely on Hashem, that He would provide man at the doorstep, as He did for 40 years in the Midbar, most people would say that they can't really have such bitochen. They, in good conscience, they could not say that they could just sit home and do absolutely nothing and rely that they will have the full panosa brought to them on a silver platter to their doorstep. On the other hand, they could imagine that if they do work to a certain extent, even without destroying their lives, you know, by becoming a workaholic, but then they could rely on Hashem that they will be able to have their full parnosa. So therefore, according to that, the amount of effort that I have to put in, it should be the amount that is enough that I can have the confidence that Hashem will help me with this effort, and not too much, so that confidence doesn't become based more on my own efforts than on my reliance and trust in Hashem. So really, this is a life's issue. And this issue can be underscored in another way. There's a Ralbag in the Toelius at the end of each parsha. He lists the Toelius, the benefits that we learn from the parsha. And in Parshas Bishalach that we read last Shabbos, he says that we learn a lesson in Midos. We see the extent to which Hashem went to make sure that the Klal Yisrael can get out of Mitzrayim, will never be motivated to return, will never desire to return, will never be able to return, and then to strengthen them above and beyond all the miracles that you saw in Mitzrayim, to show them further miracles on the Yamsuf, to show them more miracles at Har Sinai, to show them even beyond that in the Anan Yaakov, in the Amud Eish, the miracles of the Midbar, all to go to the nth degree in his effort to make sure that Klal Yisrael remains the nation of Hashem, and in no way will they attempt or desire to return to Mitzrayim. And Ralbag says we learn from here that when a person does ishtadlus, he must do it in the fullest way that avoids, that assures that there's nothing that's going to interfere with it, that's going to upset it, and going to utilize every possible means that he has to make sure that this ishtadlus is successful. Now, this seems to contradict Rabbi Saul Salanta, who says that it should be enough, that it should be, it shouldn't be relying on miracles, possible biderech hateva. And the Beis HaLevi, who says you do the amount of ishtadlus that you need in order to have bitochen. Here, it seems that the ishtadlus has to be total and complete. And that is a midah that we learn from the midahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's the way Hashem did it in taking Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And it would seem that the resolution to this problem is really very simple. There is such a midah. And in one's midos, a person should, anything he does and everything he does, should be total and complete with the fullest attention to any possible interference and the fullest utilization of any koichus, any abilities that he has to help him to achieve the goal. That's a midah that a person should have in all effort that he puts in. However, sometimes, or maybe always, a person must be careful that the efforts that he puts in should not undermine his sense of bitochen. So that if a person feels that if he puts in too much effort, it will interfere with his bitochen, then that midah has to be adapted, and that's why they're called midahs, they're measurements, because it depends on circumstances, situations, and so forth. And he then has to curb some of that ishtadlus, even though the midah would be to do it to the fullest. But if I do it to the fullest, it might undermine my my bitochen. There's a famous letter printed in the Ori Yisrael from Reb Zundel Misolant, who was the Rebbe of Reb Yisrael Solanter. And he writes, it seems, to his son, who was on a mission raising money for Tzedakah. And he tells him that when he goes to a community, you should just see a few people and then have bitochen, work on his bitochen, recite the psukim of bitochen, and focus on his bitochen. It seems, he says to him, that he's afraid if he does more ishtabos, it might undermine his midas habitochen. So one has to be careful that I don't do too much to undermine the midas habitochen. Now, for this Reb Zundel's son, he must have had a very significant midas habitochen, and he was afraid of undermining it. If we don't have such a midas habitochen, then that chash, that concern of undermining, is not as acute, because I don't have much to undermine. In fact, I may have to do more ishtadlus just to be able to rely on Hashem. I can rely that if I put in a certain amount of effort, that Hashem will help me. I don't seem capable of relying that he's going to help me if I do absolutely nothing. So, again, that has to be measured by the individual circumstances and the situation and how a person feels and what a person needs. But the upshot of this whole conversation seems to be that there's a balance between ishtadlus and bitochen. And we have to be very careful to always try to maintain the bitochen and not allow the over ishtadlus to undermine the bitochen. Because that's really what happens. Because in a sense, ishtadlus and bitochen contradict each other. Ishtadlus says, I'm doing it. Bitochen is Hashem's doing it. And when I do too much, I start to think, it's my strength, it's my ability. I've done it. I'm the doer. I'm the accomplisher. I can forget about Hashem. When I do too little, I sometimes can't muster the trust in Hashem because I need too big a miracle. So all of these factors come to play in one's effort at being able to find the right balance between having bitochen and not undermining that bitochen. Tochen with the Shtadlus, and yet being able to do the appropriate measure of the Shtadlus. I guess that's one of the challenges that we have in life. And hopefully, as we grow in the Midas HaBitochen, as we work to develop more and more Bitochen, we will be able to develop the right balance in this issue, which is really critical to be able to maintain our Bitochen Hashem, despite the fact that we do have to, on the level that we're on, put in efforts and ishtadlus into the activities of life.